The Lord is at hand. He is coming very soon. And with eagerness and much longing, we beg the heavens to rain down the just one and to the earth that it may be opened and bring forth the Savior. And why so much longing? What is the reason for so much yearning? Because the one to be born, the just one, the Savior, will bring us life. Death and sin are no fun. And the one to be born will conquer these, so that we can live forever. That is the reason for our yearning this season. That is the reason for so much expectation. And today, once again, we turn our eyes to heaven and say, "Dear Savior, haste, come, come to earth." And why did we need God to be born a man to bring us life? Because for reason of our sins, we deserved death, and he came to rescue us from that sentence. Think of the times that someone did something unpleasant or mean or evil to you. And now think of what you thought that person deserved for having done that. Maybe some wished the person well right away, as the gospel actually teaches us to do. Truth is, however, that oftentimes our first thought is to calculate what this person deserves for having done that. And then we come up with a price that the other person would have to pay, should pay, in order to make amends. And sometimes that price is right. Justice needs to be fulfilled. And every evil deed requires a form of reparation. We can't just let go evil as if nothing had happened. Now, if we think that one single evil act deserves a form of reparation, a penalty, imagine what the human race as a whole deserved if we consider all the evil and all the atrocities that have taken place in the world throughout human history. What do we deserve for that much evil? St. Paul gives us the answer. The wages of sin are death. We deserved death. If we consider the weight of evil, past, present, future, the many crimes and wrongdoings that have taken place throughout human history, and maybe we can see how is it that as the human race deserved a just punishment for, again, that much evil, because evil cannot just let be go off as if nothing had happened. However, here comes the good news. and actually the reason for our rejoicing this season. God chose to remove the judgment against us. He chose to let go of the punishment that we, in all justice, deserved. God did not condemn the world, and instead, He saved us from the punishment we deserved. And how did He do that? Well, He became man, and in our flesh, as one of us, He suffered what we were supposed to suffer, death, hence the cross. The demands of justice needed to be fulfilled, and a price had to be paid for so much evil. And behold, it was the Lord who paid that price for His faithful ones, so that we would not die but live. He died in our place so that we could live. And that, brothers and sisters, is the gospel, the good news. That is mercy. As I live, says the Lord, I swear I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. On Christmas Day, we celebrate the birth of the one who, out of love for each of us, each one of us, came to die in our place. Mild He lays His glory by, sings the Christmas carol. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give us second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Now that we know how merciful the Father has been to us in giving us His only Son so that He would die and not His faithful ones, the words, be merciful like your Father in heaven is merciful, resonate in our souls with a new strength. If God let go of the judgment and punishment we deserved for our sins, we are then in no place to judge anyone. The Lord is asking us to give of what He has given us. Mercy. And this is why He asked us to do what He did for us, to do to others what He has done for us. And we are not called to be merciful and kind because kindness will save us. No. We are called to be merciful and kind because we have been saved by God's kindness and mercy. That is what we mean when we say that for us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. That is what we mean when we say that for our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate and suffered death. The Lord became the Lamb whose sacrifice takes away the sins of the world. In the upcoming celebration of his birthday, of his birth, should rightfully fill us with joy, fill us with joy. A Savior will be born to us. As the psalm says, we escaped with our lives like a bird from the hunter's snare. The snare was broken and we escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who makes heaven, who made the heavens and the earth. If we believe that there is a heaven and that there is eternal death, then we should truly thank the Lord for his mercy to us every time we see a crucifix. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give us second birth.